This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Israel's new government on Sunday pledged close cooperation with the United States, despite expressing serious reservations about efforts by Washington to rejoin the international pact to restrain Iran's nuclear program. Foreign Minister Yair Lapid and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met in Rome on Sunday. It was their first face-to-face meeting since a new coalition government assumed power in the Jewish state, ending the 12-year control by former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Ahead of their talks, Lapid acknowledged that, quote, in the past few years, mistakes were made in relations between the two countries, with Netanyahu closely aligning himself with former U.S. President Donald Trump and Republicans in the U.S. Congress, at times to the exclusion of close ties with Democratic officials. Lapid said Israel's bipartisan standing was hurt. He added, "We will fix those mistakes together." The top Israeli diplomat, who under a power-sharing arrangement will become the country's prime minister in 2 years, following new Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, said he has spoken with both Democrats and Republicans since taking office and had reminded them all that we share America's most basic values: freedom, democracy, free markets, and constant search for peace. The United States is seeking to rejoin Britain, France, Germany, Russia, and China in the agreement to block Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. Trump withdrew the United States from the pact in 2018, saying it was not tough enough on Tehran. Lapid did not spell out Israel's objections to the U.S. rejoining the 2015 nuclear deal, saying only that Israel has, quote, some serious reservations about that deal. More of that is available on our website. More on that and all the stories we're covering, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The death toll from the Florida condominium collapse rose to 9 on Sunday, even as rescue workers continued to search for more than 150 other people who remain unaccounted for. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said one person died in a hospital, while workers found more bodies in the massive rubble after they dug a trench through the wreckage left after a large portion of the Oceanside 12-story tower collapsed without warning early on Thursday. Authorities brought in heavy equipment to help them search through the debris, which is being taken to a warehouse for forensic analysis. Officials remain hopeful yet of finding people alive, although it has been more than 3 days since the collapse occurred. Sensitive defense documents containing details about the British military have reportedly been found at a bus stop in Britain. The BBC reported Sunday the papers included plans for a possible UK military presence in Afghanistan. They also included discussion about the potential Russian reaction to the British warship HMS Defender's travel through waters off the Crimea coast last week. The broadcaster said a member of the public who wanted to remain unnamed contacted it when they found the documents Tuesday in a soggy heap behind a bus stop in Kent, southeast of London. The Ministry of Defense said an employee had reported the loss of the documents last week and an investigation had been launched. The UN envoy to the Middle East says shipments of Qatari-funded fuel into the Gaza Strip will resume for the first time since last month's 11-day war between Israel and Gaza's militant Hamas rulers. The move would mean a return to the informal arrangement between Israel and Hamas in recent years, in which the Islamic militant group gets aid in exchange for peace in the blockaded territory. The Israeli military body that oversees civilian affairs in Gaza confirmed the deliveries without saying who was paying for the fuel. The military said permission for the deliveries was, quote, conditional on the continued maintenance of security stability. Last month's war was halted by an informal truce brokered by Egypt. Hamas has demanded a significant easing of the blockade, while Israel has vowed to respond militarily to even minor attacks from the territory. And Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi and Jordan's King Abdullah held a summit with Iraq's president Sunday. It was the first visit by an Egyptian head of state to Baghdad in 3 decades. Iraq is seeking to move closer to Arab allies of the United States in the Middle East, including Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Jordan. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.